All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano this morning as, like I said, we go to the races after one, two, and now the trifecta. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, what did I call it this morning? The triple tempest threat.
Well, all we can say is March is definitely coming in like a lion.
Yeah, I think that is definitely down. I mean, I'm overtired of watching computer models and trying to figure this stuff out. So I could imagine everybody else. And this is, you know, it's not a good thing because someone said to me over the weekend, I know Wednesday's storm wasn't as big as the Friday before. So why did it do so much damage? Well, it's very simple. Each storm that goes by, since they're so close together, is weakening the soil and the trees.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not going to take much, and there's probably going to be a lot of damage with this.
There's still a lot of people in Connecticut that have not received all their power back yet, and in New York from the previous storms.
Yeah, I hear there's a whole big up. Well, they're all up in arms about this.
Well, they should be. Come on. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this day and age.
I mean, this day and age with the millions of dollars that are floating out there. And you know, whenever the crews come in from other parts of the country and they work on the electric grid around here, they all say how antiquated and out of date it is. Always. You always hear that from these crews.
So, and they're not doing anything about it.
They take in money for their stockholders.
Stockholders.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I totally agree. See, when you didn't have storms like this one after another, a little power outage here and there, you know, once every 3, 4, 5 years, they could get away with it. But now, this is going to be the norm. This is going to be the norm. So, they're going to have to really bump up their service. And like you said, they're going to have to spend some of the $1 million that they make from everybody every year. But in the meantime, let's talk about this storm because it's still not gray. You know, we don't have it chiseled.
This is like stone. It's exactly like the past two storms.
It is, but a little more complicated. You know, the track is still uncertain. The computer models are not in any way, shape, or form being too generous at all with the snow. I'm going to quote to you the Euro. The Euro model is giving Hartford and Northwest Connecticut 2.9 inches from this storm. They're giving Poughkeepsie 2.9. They're giving Stewart Field 2.1. And they're giving Pittsfield 5 inches.
Yeah.
So they are very, that's the Euro. And the GFS, the new GFS that just came out, is even less than that because they're taking the storm that's going to explode along the coast and they're moving it south and east of the benchmark, which is 70-40, latitude 70, longitude 40. Vice versa, longitude 70, latitude 40. I don't think that's going to be the case. And over the weekend, I was watching it very, very closely. Don't think it's going to be the case at all. I definitely think it's going to try to come back a little further to the west and give us a little more snow. Now, I'm not going as much as the National Weather Service because I don't think it's coming back that far west. So I think winter storm warnings are out for Connecticut and the Berkshires, winter weather advisories for all of New York. All of our counties in New York, it is not a winter storm criteria. Increasing clouds 40 today, snow tonight, freshening winds. The snow will develop anywhere from 7 to 9 p.m. Snow tomorrow, we'll taper to snow showers late. 3 to 6 inches, my thinking, in the mid-30s. And then cloudy and breezy with snow showers Wednesday and Thursday. And highs 40 to 45. A very chilly week for the third week. The second full week of March.
And so those at that 3 to 6 inches you're talking about is the further west you go are the 3 inches and the further east you go are the 6 inches.
Well, actually, probably not. Yeah? I'm going 3 to 6 across the entire area, including like the Catskills. I'm trying to compensate for slightly colder temperatures and elevation as opposed to who's closer to the storm. So I came out with a general 3-6, and I said, I'll leave it at that, unless, of course, we see the storm backing in toward the coast, or we see the storm going out further. I mean, we could possibly reduce it to 1-3. I think the National Weather Service called for 6-10. I'm thinking right now that could be a little high. It does come on the heels of the blizzard of 1888 and the blizzard of March of 1993. So this is obviously a very, very historical day for nor'easters. And all I could do, Marshall, is just wait and watch and see what happens. That's it.
When's the next computer run come out?
Well, now everything's an hour late, you know, because the time change. So now, instead of us seeing everything, well, everything but the euro by 12, now we don't see everything until 1, and the euro doesn't come out till 3. Everything's later, because the National Weather Service stays on standard time.
Well, I like having the light.
So do I.
Later
you like having the light now?
What? Well, we lost some of the light now, but that's okay. I like the fact that it stayed light.
Later.
Yeah. At 4:35 o'clock, it didn't feel like nighttime.
Right. Well, it was close to 7 last night, and the kids across the street were sliding down their lawn on little sleds.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. That's what I like. That's what I like about it. I mean, it was, I get used to that very easily.
Yeah, I don't know why they just don't leave it at one time, but that's a story for another day. Did you get a chance to watch the movie?
No, I didn't, because I was doing the woman that cleans the house and watches my dogs is sick, and so I was actually washing the floors, cleaning. I was doing the cat litter, the windows, my bed sheets, I was Mr. Homemaker. I was planning today. I'm going to get home fairly early, and I was planning on watching it today. As a matter of
fact. Well, if not, you know, you have next weekend. So
no, today's going to be a good day, because I think, looking at my schedule, I'll be out of here by like 11 o'clock, and so I will.
Yeah, and you won't be going to the city tomorrow.
No, that the city looks like it's definitely out for tomorrow.
Yeah, so forget that. How did you enjoy the two Anthonys over the weekend?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job.
Anthony Martella Saturday, very nervous, very, very nervous. And I told him, I said, Anthony, just slow down, don't speak too fast. But he was very, very nervous. I said, you will do fine. Everyone expects that on your maiden voyage, so to speak, you are going to make mistakes, and you will just get better with time. Very, very conscientious boat guys.
They were calling
me all weekend long.
I think he did a good job.
I thought
he did a real good job. I was real impressed with the job that he did for the first time.
Yes, I was too. And you know, the poor guy, he said when he went to do some copy and pasting, it wouldn't do it on his computer. And he didn't get the paste logo. I said, why? He said, maybe my Word document software is out of date. His Word software was 2007, and of course we're using the current, so it was not compatible.
Really? That's strange. Normally,
I told him strange. So I told him, I said, just download the new one and send me the bill. That's what he's doing.
Hmm. That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
And our premiere Saturday night went over well, but let me tell you something.
Nobody spilled any wine?
Nobody spilled any wine, but compared to the cast premiere,
yeah,
you could have heard a pin drop.
Not as appreciative.
Got it. That's it. I don't think we're doing that next year.
Did they eat your food, though?
Oh, they ate the food like there was no tomorrow. Mexican. Yeah, Mexican.
Oh, Mexican.
And,
that's
they
really
ate like there was no tomorrow. And
did you close off your bathrooms?
Yeah, right. But I think you're right. I think we're narrowing it down to just the cast premiere next year, and we're going to forget about the second.
Yeah, because they just came out for the food. They could give a damn about the movie.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Marshall. And the drink.
The food and the booze. That's it.
And the drink.
All right, Pat, we'll keep your eye on the storm and keep us updated.
I'll keep you posted.
All right, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.